Okay, today's daf is sponsored. Peya daf memvav is sponsored anonymously, as the whole Masechta is, in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. Today and tomorrow's daf is also sponsored by the Gershuni family, Lezecher Nishmas Rivka Bas Ephraim Leib Gershuni, whose 25th yahrzeit is the 11th of Nisan, and Lezecher Nishmas Moshe Ben David Gershuni, whose 43rd yahrzeit was the 3rd of Nisan. May the Neshamas have an aliyah. Okay, so we are on Mem Hei Mabez, a couple lines up. So we just discussed the Machlokes relating to the Mishnah that we had. If there's a mix-up between the Leket and the grain, and the Mishnah quoted the Machlokes, Tanoim, the Tanakhama says, Ma'aser Shibolos Venosin, you take one Shibolos, you take one stalk and give it, and we explain that means you take three stalks. You put one in the right hand and two in the left hand, and you say the formula of figuring out a way to give the ani a stalk that does not have to have trumas and maisers taken from it, because an ani, we don't want to give him an ani that will be just a michshol and they won't do it and it's not fair to the ani. So the Tanna Kamma says that is what you do, and Rabbi Eliezer says no. How could you do that for an ani if it doesn't belong to the ani yet? So therefore, you have to be mezakeh it to the ani. Give the ani the whole thing. And we said, what exactly is the machlokas? We had a machlokas amoraim about that machlokas tanoim, whether the Tanakama holds that you give any, whether you have to be mezakeh any to the ani or no. That maybe everybody agrees that you have to give it to the ani. The question is, how much do you have to give to the ani? Do you have to give, pick it up and he's only kona the leket or the whole gadish? And we said maybe it's a machlokes about matana manas lahachzir, shma matana, lo shma matana. Is that just like going from your right hand to your left hand? That's what we said, on yesterday, the last off on Mem Hei Amabez. And remember the Ksos, is uncomfortable with the Rush's sheet. The Rush said that the concept of matana maslachzer means you have to give a matana gemura hakna back because it's a full matana, and then you have to give it back. And the Ksos, he was very excited about the Tshuvas Harash that he found, at least a day in the Tshuvas Harash, that said that no, it is like a kinyan lizman. It's a full kinyan haguf lizman, and it kind of evaporates and goes back at the end of that time. But it's not that you need a full kinyan going back, and the Ksos quoted Rai is lakan ulakan relating to that. We spoke a little bit about Bechor last time also, the Taz, and the mitzvah lahagdisho, even though it is automatically kadosh. We didn't get to finish that, but a number of issues relating to that. Okay, so we're up to three lines from the bottom now on Mem Hei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Vatani Reb Zeira, Reb Avo, B'shem Reb Yochanan. But 1 second, we have a stira now within Reb Elezer Shita. Michlev Hashitasi Derb Elezer. We have a stira in Reb Elezer Shita based on two Mishnayis that we have already had. Right, we have Taman over there where? We had a Mishnah earlier back on Daf Lamed Ches. Remember the Mishnah there said, are you allowed to pick up Peya on behalf of an Ani? Right, so that was a machlokas between Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. So only picked up Peya. Remember the Mishnah said, Alamed Ches Amad Aleph. Misha Liked Peya, Va'amar, Harezu Leish Ploni Ani. Somebody picks up Peya and says, I want to be I'm picking this up for so-and-so Ani. Am I allowed to do that? Right, is that allowed? So we said the Gemara B'Metzia, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, gets into the two sugyas, gets into the sugya of Migu. Do you say Migu, you can make himself into an ani, and Migu, you can pick it up yourself? Right, that issue. And also we got into the sugya of Tofes Labal Chob, Makam Shechov L'Acherim. Am I allowed to pick something up on behalf of somebody else if it hurts somebody else, other people? So is that allowed? Either way, that was the background to that machlokas. But in that Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Zachalo. Rabbi Eliezer says, a third party could pick up the peah for the ani. And the Chacham say, no. But 1 second. Our Mishnah says that it's Rabbi Eliezer that's the one that says, how can you do this for the ani? It's not yours yet. What do you mean? The Rabbi Eliezer over there says you can pick it up for the ani. So why here does he get so upset and say, yo, you can't do it for the ani and you can't be ma'aser for the ani? Ask the Gemara, that's the stira. Michlev Hashidasi Rabbi Eliezer, Taman, earlier in Daf Lamed Ches, Hu Amar Zachalo. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer says he can't be zochin on behalf of the ani. V'ko Hu Amar Hachin. And here he says this, here he says that. You cannot give it to the you cannot do it for the ani unless you actually give it to him. So the Gemara answers, Again, question about this girsa. We're going to change the girsa a little bit based on what some of the mafarshim say. Bishitasan heshivan. Bishitasan. Basically, it's lishitascha. As the Bavli would say, lishitaso. The Rebbe Elazar himself would say that, yeah, you don't have to give it to the Ani, you could just do it on behalf of the Ani. But he's saying, according to you, Rabbanon, don't you have to give it to the Ani first? So, Bishitasan Heshivan. He answered them according to their Shita. Right? I'm following the Shita in his host. Bishitascha, according to your Shita, Da'at Amar al Yedei HaChilufin, Heichani Azem Achlo, Devesh Labal Arshuso. You say that you have to actually give it to the Ani. I say, back in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches, you could pick it up on behalf of the Ani and be Zochet, and act on his behalf. Because after all, you could, it's a schus, and it's a migu, whatever the reasons are. But you, Rabbanan, do not hold that way, so why are you allowed to do this? Ela mezakes ani b'chol ha-gadish. Rather, Rabbi Elazar says, according to you, you would have to give him the entire gadish, u'ma'asar shibelazachas v'nosin lo. And therefore, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar's whole shita, we already discussed it the past, on the whole daf mem hey, Rabbi Elazar's whole shita is really not saying his own shita. Right? He's saying, according to you, Rabbanan, this is what you should have to do. According to me, you could just act on the Ani's behalf even without actually giving it to him. But according to you, shouldn't you at least have to do this? Right? That's how the Gemara understands. So we mentioned something when we did that Mishnah, Daf Lamed Ches, but now we can appreciate it a little more. The Gemara here links these two Mishnahs. Right? It's all one big issue, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that I could be Zoche for the Ani on behalf of the Ani. The Mishnah there did not say this beferish, but the fact that the Gemara here says it is against Shitas Rashi. Seems to be against Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Bamitzia Daf Tes. Remember the Rashi we discussed? The Gemara in Daf Tes in Bamitzia quotes this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Ches, right, that if somebody could somebody pick up payah for someone else. And Rashi there says, of course we're not talking about the owner himself. Because the owner himself, for sure, can't pick up the ani on behalf, can't pick up the pay on behalf of the other ani. We're talking about a stranger. We're talking about a third party. Rashi says, again, if I'm picking up pay on behalf of an ani, I can't do it if I'm the owner of the field. That's what Rashi says. Beferish on Daf Tesma base in Bamitzia. Mishalikin es apeya, right, quoting our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. Adam ba'alma, she'eno ba'al sadeh. Does a stama person that doesn't own the field, the ibe balasadeh, because if it's the owner of the field, lo amar Rebbe Elazar zacha. Rebbe Elazar would never say you could be zocha on behalf of the ani if you're the owner of the field, deleka lemeimar miku de zachi lenafshe. Because you can't say, well, since he can get it himself, he can make himself into an ani, he can't pick this up himself, even if he would be making himself into an ani. Diafilu hu ani muzer hu shlo lakit pe'a misad shalo. Even if he's an ani, if there's an ani that owns a field, he has to leave pay, and he can't take his own pay up. So Rashi says that even if he would be mafkir this field, and mafkir is nechazim, and make himself into an ani, Rashi Shita is, that he can't collect the pay up on from that field. So Rashi says there, Bamitzia Tesma Beis, that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Ches, is not talking about the Balabais, because the Balabais would not be able to take this pay himself. So all the Rishonim ask, that seems to be the Feirish against our Gemara right here, our Yerushalmi. Because this Yerushalmi relates that Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches to our Mishnah that we're discussing now, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel, and the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel is clearly talking about the owner himself. His tfua got mixed up with some leket. So what is he doing? He's doing it on behalf of the ani. So that's the question of the Rash, the question of the Rash, the question of all the Rishonim on Rashi in Bamitzia on Daf. On Daf Tes. So the Achronim work hard to try to answer this question. Just mention one answer, and that is from Reb Chaim. I mean, you have to come up with a difference between that Mishnah on Daf Tes, right, where Rashi holds, even if I'm mafkir my field, I can't take the payah from it. I'm sorry, even if I'm mafkir all my stuff, and I make myself into an ani, I can't take the payah from it. Masha'enki in our Mishnah, what's the difference between that Mishnah and our Mishnah? You know what the difference is? Our Mishnah is about that Ataroves. Our Mishnah is about a tarovis. The Reb Chaim explains in the Grach al Hashas Os Reish Samach Dalin. Really, there are two issues going on here. If I'm an Ashir, I'm Stama, we'll get to later on about some of the Masechta, who's considered an Ashir, who's considered an Ani. I'm an Ashir, I shouldn't be taking Peah. I go and I take Peah from a field. That's stealing. That's stealing from the aniyim, right? But that's stealing a dinim aminus. But what if the owner himself takes the payah? Says Reb Chaim, that's an added issue. The added issue, that's not dinim aminus, that's iser veheter. There's an iser for the owner to take the payah from his own field. That's a special drasha. Lahazir ani al shelo. Right? The ani is allowed, the Baal Bais is allowed to take from his own field. Rashi holds, that's even if I'm then mafgro my nechasim, I make myself into an ani. If it grew in my field, there's a separate iser daraisa, even if I'm an ani, I'm not allowed to take. And that's how Rashi says that over there. What's going on in our case? Our case is a case of taroves. By taroves, there's something called bittel. So Rashi holds that in our Mishnah, it wouldn't be a problem for the owner to take it. Mitzad the iser, because there's bittel regarding dini mamonis monetary law. Okay, that he's just like everybody else, and that's why he has to do this whole charade with picking up a stalk and then and saying the miser is in the my left hand and give him the stalk, as we discussed in the last year. But regarding the special iser on the balabayas, that disappears. That disappears in the Mishnah in our parak, because there's bittel when it comes to iser v'heter. There's no bittel when it comes to dinim aminus, and that's why he has to still do this and on behalf of the ani and take out the chumas and maisers. But regarding the iser, there is bittel. V'das Rashi says Reb Chaim demigo di boy mafker nechasav lo mahani elol itin gezel dal din mamon shayach migo umikri di ishlo schlosay de migo aval din iser. Lomahani migu. Regarding, you can't, if there's an iser, the migu that you could be mafker and take the stuff, that doesn't work for isurim. But you have something else that helps in our case. And that is the tyroves. To iser sheba batal barov, kedid kol tyroves iser beheter. Upaka minea iser dlo tlaket, eladadin mamun shalaniyam lo batal mine. That is the unbelievable pshat of Reb Chaim to explain Shitas Rashi. Okay, let us continue now with the next Mishnah. And all the different fascinating halachas of Peah and Leket come up here in this Masechta. Says the next Mishnah, halacha gimel. Ein magaglin b'tofiyach. Let's say I'm a landowner, and there's Leket all over my field. The Aniyim haven't gotten it yet, but my field is so dry that if I don't soak and saturate my field with water, I'm going to lose my whole crop. The problem is, if I saturate my whole field, I'm going to ruin the Leket that's sitting there. So what do I do? You know, do I lose or do the aniyim lose? So machlokas. Ein magaglin betofiach. Devar b'meir. Meir says the balabais is not allowed to go and soak his field because it's going to impact, it's going to destroy, damage the leket. And because it's to damage the leket, so he's not allowed to do that. We'll learn in the Gemara that he's allowed to get reimbursed. Meaning, if he's going to take the leket out and he's going to lose his, the balabais is going to lose, and get damaged, so he's going to allow to give less leket regarding that because he's going to lose in that case. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. You're not allowed to saturate the field. No, he can saturate, and it's possible for him to compensate the aniyim. Just figure out how much leket is supposed to be given and left, and he could compensate in that way. So, Lamaisa, Remeir, and Lacham both agree that the person who's going to lose is going to get compensated. The question is, who is the one that has to go through the tircha, and who is the one that is allowed to do what he wants to do? So, Machlokas Tanoim, Remeir says, the Balabais is not allowed to, and he should just give less leket. And, the Chachamim say, no, he's allowed to, and then he has to reimburse the aniyim. We'll get back to the issue of Hezek in a few minutes. But first, let's continue. Tani hamarabet sadehu. Similar idea. Marabet is sprinkling water over the ground to help it. Right? Marabet sadehu, the Marafolda says, b'mayim. Hamarabet sadehu ad shalo yered ani letocha. If I'm going to put water all over my field before the ani goes in and takes his leket, depends who is going to get damaged more. Im hezek umrubal shal ani. So this Tosefta, it's different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. But the Tosefta says, if the balabais is going to lose more than the ani will lose, imezeka maruba al shalani mutter, then he is allowed to do that. Right? Let's say, how is he going to lose more? Maybe the Rasilio says, there are certain times that the water is going to be able, the irrigation is going to be able to be brought into his field. And if he doesn't do it now, then he's going to lose his chance, and then his whole field is going to get dried up. So if the balabais is going to lose more by not saturating his field mutter. So then he is allowed to do that and just pay the aniyim back for the leket that he damaged. Vim hezek ani meruba al shelo aser. But if the ani's hezek is meruba al shelo, but if the ani, the leket, is going to be more of a loss to the aniyim than his own loss, then aser, then he's not allowed to do that. So the Tanakhamas in the Tosefta says that it depends who's going to be damaged more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, benkachu benkach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Either way, the Baal Bais is not allowed to do it. He could add in the word usser. Either way, it's usser. What does he have to do? Manichan ala geder v'ani bo v'notel shalom. He's got to pick up the leket, put it on top of the fence, and let the aniyim come and take it from there. But he's not allowed to negatively affect the leket, even if he's going to pay it back. That's what Rabbi Huda seems to say. So the Gemara says, let's stop there for a moment. So this whole discussion is about whether I'm allowed to do something, even if I'm paying, going to pay back. Right? What's the issue? Am I allowed to water, even though I'm going to pay back? So that's a machlokas tanam. Some say, Rather Chum say, yeah, if it's going to be a lot of damage, and the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to do that. No, you have to, not damage, and you'll just give less. You'll just give less. We have that in other areas of halacha as well. Whether I'm allowed to act based, even if I'm, al menas l'shalem. The big discussion in the world of Gneva and Gezela. There is a Gemara Bamitzia in the beginning of the fifth parak, in the beginning of Ezeo Neshach, where the Gemara goes, very, very important Gemara about, why do you need a separate lav for ribis, ona'a, and gezel? The Gemara goes into all three, as if like they're the same exact thing. What do you need? All three. But the Gemara, at the end of that Gemara, the Gemara goes into Samach Aleph and Mabez. The Gemara says, what do you need lo signovu for? It's an extra pasuk. The Gemara says, to teach me lo signov almanas lamekat, lo signov almanas l'shalem. You're not allowed to steal, Geneva, even almanas l'shalem. I'm going to take something from you, even though I'm going to pay you back next week. I just want to annoy you. That's aser, could be aser daraisa. Goniv amanas l'shalem. And also, goniv amanas l'mekat. What's goniv amanas l'mekat? Rashi, litzaer. I'm just trying to annoy you. So what's the difference between l'mekat and litzaer? Meaning, a child comes back to his desk after going to the bathroom and somebody took his pencil. Right? And I'm just playing a game on you and I'm not gonna give it back. Is that usur? Goniv amanas l'mekat. So look in the Ritva there in Bamitzia, Daf Samach Aleph. You're going to give it back in 5 minutes. Says the Gemara, that's Asa Daraisa. Right? Gonev amanas lamekat. I'm not allowed to be gonev even just to poke fun. Rabbeinu Tam pirish. She'im kain kol olam over in balavzeh. Great line. Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? Everybody does that. The whole world is going to be violating Isuri Daraisa. How can you say that's Asa Daraisa? Gonev amanas lamekat. No. Rabbeinu Tam says, it must mean that you're going to keep the pencil. You're going to keep it. It's just that your kavana, why you did it, is not because you really want the pencil. It's just that you want to annoy him. That's your ultimate purpose in what you're doing, but you're not going to give it back. If you can give it back in 5 minutes, that for sure is not a problem. That for sure is not a problem. That's not an Asa Daraisa. Anyway, so amanas l'shalem is included. And if you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam also in Sefer HaMitzvos, feels the need. We know Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam never quotes every halacha that is related within that mitzvah. He quotes one or two halachas of the mitzvah that somehow capture the essence of the mitzvah. So if you look in the Rambam, in Reish Mem Dalet, in Los HaSei Reish Mem Dalet, he quotes, we are warned shlo lignov mamon, and he quotes, lo signovo asar lagoni mamon, v'over alzeh chayav l'shalem, and what does he quote? Lefisha Neamar, Pignevi Shanaim, Shalim, Laman, Lamanu, Onish, Azormi, Naitam, Alam, Lotzik, Novo, Loganova, Manas, Lamekat. Klomer, Litsar, Labailam, Lhatrido, Viacharkak, Tishibayulo. That's the one Allah, the Raman quotes. And of Hilchas Geneva. Goniva, Manas, Lamekat. It's fascinating that that's the one that he quotes. So, we don't have time to get into the whole thing now, but there is a big discussion in the Achronim about the relationship between Geneva and Gezela. Because the Rambam and the Gemara does not quote Gezela amanas lamekat. It's only Gonev amanas lamekat. And the Rambam in Geneva quotes it in Sefer HaMitzvahs even. And in Gezela he does not quote a parallel. And there are many indications that there is a major difference between Geneva and Gezela. Again, the Gemara, if you remember, Bamatzia Daf Ayin Tes, just quotes, what's the difference? The Geneva is done in private because, you know, the person doesn't, is scared of people, but he's not scared of Hashem. While when it comes to Gezela, he doesn't care about anybody. So that's why Geneva is somehow worse. Right, Geneva, as like Geneva's chayef kefil and dal v'hei, while Gezela is not. But that's the Gemara in, where is this? The Gemara in Baba Kama. I'm not looking at Baba Metzia. Baba Kama defined test. Says, what's the difference between Geneva and Gezela? Lamali, Shalom Tamid of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Why was the Torah machmir about Geneva more than about Gezela? Is it Hishrak Kvod Evelk Fokono? Is it Loshrak Kvod Evelk Fokono? So it sounds like from the Gemara that Geneva is worse. But if you look at in the evidence, it seems like not just worse, it's different. It's different. Geneva, and this is how the Briskers quote it. Geneva is the Mechayev is the Maisa Geneva. The Maisa Geneva itself is abhorrent. Gezela is more focused on the Hefsid Mamon, not as much the Maisa. And that's why Amanas L'Shal and Amanas L'Meikad is a problem by Geneva, because that itself, the act itself, even though it's not causing a loss, is a problem. Gezela is more focused on the Hefsid Mamon. And that's why you could have cases where there is no Maisa, and you're considered Gazlan, right? Shol Shalomidas is a Gazlan, not a Ganav. Right, sholeich yad bepikadon. If I use an item that I'm not supposed to use, so there might be cases without any maisa, but it's still gzela because gzela is about the hefsid mamon, while geneva is about the maisa. And there's other evidence too about a goy, about a katan. But that whole discussion is about doing something knowing that I'm going to pay back. Is that still usser? Right. So that's a little bit related to here, where it's talking about whether the Balabayas is allowed to water his field, knowing that he's going to ruin something, even though he's going to pay back. So machlokas tanoim, like who has the upper hand? So again, the Mishnah didn't make any chilukim. Well, the Tosefta made the chiluk about who gets damaged more, but then Rabbi Yehuda said that he can never do it. He has to take the peah off and put it on the fence. So now the Gemara says michla fashidasi Rabbi Yehuda. So this seems to be again this Rabbi Yehuda in this Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't touch the ani stuff. You have to put it on top of the fence. That goes against a different sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda later on in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Beis, she does Rabbi Yehuda Taman, who Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says there, we had the concept of a meidel once before. What happens if my vines are one on top of each other, they're getting squished? So I want to just take out some vines in order to make room for the other ones to grow. So am I allowed to do that? So the answer is yeah, I'm allowed to do that. We had that, but we had conditions before. You have to eat it right away, not take it to the shuk and not eat it right away. There had to be your kavana originally to take them out. We had limitations earlier. But the Mishnah there says, "Kshem shu meidol b'shalo, kachu meidol b'shalaniyim." What if there are some very inferior vines that are ololos? They're very inferior. They're going to go to the aniyim, but I need to thin them out also because it helps my field. So you're allowed to do that. Even though I'm affecting the ani's property. The vines that are allowed to go to the ani. That are supposed to go to the ani. So the Mishnah says there that according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like you're allowed to thin out your own vines, you could thin out the ani's vines. So why here does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Tosefta that when it comes to the leket, you can't water the field. You gotta, affect the leket. You gotta take the leket out and put it on the fence. So why here is he concerned with the leket, and over there he's not concerned with the ololos? They're both property of the ani. Answer, taman heim garmu la'atzman v'lobo. Now over there, he gave time. The aniim should have seen the ololos right away. They grow, they're inferior vines, so the aniim should come and take them. They didn't take them, it's their fault. So he just says, I don't have to do anything more. They should have taken them by now. Baram hacha, but here, haribo. But here, they come on time. They come when they're supposed to. Here, the leket is on the ground. He didn't give them time to take it yet. So therefore, that is why Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to take it and put it on top of the fence. So that was a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. So now, michla v'shitasi d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan also. Which Rabbanan? We don't have to go anywhere else. Just the Mishnah and the Braisa on our daf. The Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. The Mishnah just says, Machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir. And what do the Rabbanan say? That he's allowed to. The Rabbanan say he's allowed to water and just pay them back. But Taman Inun, in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, what was said, Amrinim Ezekiel Merub al Shalani, only if his damage is more than the Ani's. But if the Ani is more damaged, then he's not allowed to do that. Viko Inun Amrin Hachin, here in the Mishnah, it doesn't make any chilukim. So what's the difference between the Shita of the Rabbanan, between the Mishnah and the Tosefta on our Daf? So the Gemara answers, and again, this line has many different girsos. Taman Efshar. Let's read it that way. Over there in the Brisa, there's no choice. Efshar. What does that mean? There's major damage. So if there would be major damage, so that's why the Balabais is a lot of water. If his whole field is going to get ruined, he's a lot of water. If his damage is going to be deep, and then pay back the aniyim. Bramhacha, but in our Mishnah Efshar, it's possible to do without it. It's small damage, and therefore he's allowed to. He has to take into account not his major damage, but if it's only a little damage, then the Chachamim say you're allowed to across the board because Efshar is just a little bit compensating for the Ani. But in the Brisa, it could be major damage either way, so that is why one has to take that into account. Also, we just spoke about Gneiv and Gzela a little bit. This stuff is also about Hezek, probably more directly than Gneiv and Gzela, for damaging. Right? I'm damaging the Leket, the property of the Aniyim. Right? It's not any specific Ani, but of the Aniyim. Interesting, the first sugya that's discussed by the Achronim of Baba Kama is, where is the source of the Isser of damaging? Right? It says in the Torah, don't be Gonev, and don't be Gozel, and don't wound. Right, wounding is also, Pen Yosef by somebody's Chai Malkus. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't damage. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It says in Parsha Mishpatim that if you damage, you have to pay. Right, if my animal damages, if my fire damages, I have to pay. But who says that's usur? Right, maybe it's like a loan. If I borrow money, I have to pay too. I didn't do anything wrong. So maybe if my animal goes and damages, obviously it rubs us the wrong way. That can't be. But it's interesting that there is no beferish source in the Torah for the Isser of Hezek. It doesn't say Al-Tazik anywhere. So the first stipler in Baba Kama discusses what the source of Hezek is. Some Rishonim quote that it is based on Baal Tashchis. Some say it's based on the V'Hafta Recha Kamocha. Also unusual sources that are quoted. Hashavas Aveda, that's the stipler says, if you have to return your friend's lost property, then obviously you can't destroy it, because there's a mitzvah to even return it, even if you had no part in damaging it. Other achronim say, the Chasam Sofer, others say that maybe it's just a function of the mitzvah of dayanim, of setting up a court system. Any instruction that the court would tell you not to do, that must be usur. If you would go to the court and say, can I damage and just pay? And the court would tell you, no, that's not how a society functions. So maybe it's a function of the mitzvah of dayanim, of setting up a court system, the isur of hezek, right? You can't have a functioning society where everybody goes around and damages other people's property, either directly, adam amazik, or nizke mama, where my property is going to damage. Either way, that's, again, a big topic, but that's what we're talking about here, about damage. Says the Gemara now, so we asked the Sira in Rabbi Huda, we asked the Sira in the Rabbanan. So now, for Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir says, Remeir Amar Ema Goglin. Remeir says you're not allowed to water the area. Vishamin shel bal habayis befsedo. He's not allowed to water the area. So what do? So you just figure out how much he would lose by not watering it, and that's the compensation. So even though the Mishnah doesn't say befeirish, but the Gemara says that even Remeir agrees that he is entitled to compensation. Varabanan Amrin Magoglin. Rabbanan say no, the other way. He's allowed to water vishamin laniyim befsedam, and he compensates the aniyim. Ulamiu Mishalem. Who, let's say he does it, right? He waters and now he has to pay back the Aniyim. Who does he pay? Lamihu Mishalem. Who does he pay? Amr Abiona Lani Osair. Right? There's no specific Ani that's coming to demand. So he pays the Aniyim of that city. Many Mefarshim, the Marafold, and others say that these two lines really belong after the next Mishnah. Because, as we'll see, what the next Mishnah talks about, but just keep that in mind. It relates to what we just said also, but it relates maybe even more directly to the next Mishnah. Let's just continue. Delokein ma'anan amrin. What do you mean? If we wouldn't say this, If the Braisa, the Gemara, if Rabbi Yonah wouldn't teach us this, what would we say? Which aniyim would you pay? Amar Rabbi Chiya Barada, lamidas hadin nitzrucha. But we're emphasizing that it's not just lifnim mishuris hadin. It's a nice idea to give it to the aniyim of this city. No, you have to give it to the aniyim of this city. Right? That's the me'ikar adin. That's what Rabbi Yonah is teaching. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, v'lohave kechol gezel es aniyim. It's not like general stealing from aniyim, tavi mamon she'in lo tovim. That it's like money that doesn't have any claimers. To call echad umadchi, because everybody will say, I want to give it to other aniyim. No. The kamashlo dahacha lo itirilo, la harbitz el adai dahachi. The only way that you're allowed to water your field and ruin the eleket is if you have in mind to pay the aniyim of this city. Right? It's a midas, it's din, it's not lefnim mishur es hadin. Good. But now we continue, and this next mishnah also relates to what we just said. Says the Mishnah, Balabai Shaya over me makom lamakom. You have a balabai, it's meaning somebody who has plenty of money that's traveling. The problem is that he didn't take any money with him. So right now he has no food. So he is an ani in the state that he's in right now. So if it's orach lito lechet shechav apeya, umayser ani. So he's traveling. So says the Mishnah, he could take the matnas aniyim. Because he is an ani right now. Yito. Ukshach salabeso yishalim. But when he gets back home, he pays. He has to pay the aniyim. Devar Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar says he has to pay the aniyim. So that's what the Gemara that we just read, some achronim say, that's what the Gemara is going on. And who does he pay? That's a good question. Does he pay the aniyim from the Lekat Shechem Peah of the field when he was traveling? That city? Or the city where he's right now when he got home? Does he pay this city? That's the question that was asked. Okay, but either Rabbi Elazar says he has to pay when he gets home. V'chachavim omrim anihu hayabos ashar. Come say no. He was an ani at that moment. He doesn't have to pay anything back. He had all the rights to take the property at that time, the leket, because he was an ani. He didn't have any food at that time, and he does not have to pay back. He was an ani ba'osa shah. Interesting, this is quoted in Hilchos Staka. Hilchos Staka. What happens if an ani has to take, if an usher is in a situation, he's stuck, and he has to take staka? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Reish Nun Gimel. Balabayis halot mimakom lamakom mekalu ma'osa vaderech. He ran out of money. Ve'en lo ma'yochal. Yitol staka. Ukshayachzer lebeso. Eino chayav l'shalim. Like the Rabbanan. It was basically what we might call hutra, not tehuya. He's allowed to take. He doesn't have to pay back because he was an ani at the time. The Shachliar quotes from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Delavdavka nata mikubashot staka. Lafilu mi'adam ba'alma. Even if he didn't take from the staka box, but he took from a person, shepernaso derachesed, that gave him, v'nasan lo de sipuko, kiven shalohayi lo nechasim ba'osa shah, he didn't have property at that time, so he's allowed to take, he does not have to pay, back. Amnamim, hayu lo nechasim okarkos, afilo biaracher, if he had other property, it's just that somebody else was holding it for him, so then he would have to pay back. L'maisa, it would be a good idea, a nice idea to pay back, but the question is, would he have to pay back? That's quoted in Hilchos Staka. In Hilchos Staka. Again, there's more, but I guess we'll have to stop here, but we will continue next time here in Perek Gadish.